The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. As always, lots and lots of things going down in the sports world. Another Kentucky win in college basketball. The undefeated dream is still alive. I think they have a couple games left. Number 3, Gonzaga does go down to BYU. They struggled all day, to be honest with you. Man, oh man, just a great time to be in the sports world, talking sports. Obviously, the spring training stuff really, really close now. Basketball NBA style is heating up as well, but got to welcome in Jeff Rich. Jeff, good morning, man. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well, man. It's our last weekend without baseball until almost November, so I'm geared up and excited for that.
Yeah, we'll be talking games like in about a week or so, because obviously the exhibition, the spring training and whatnot gets going, and we've got a front row seat right in our backyard, so can't complain too much about it. He's Jeff Rich. I am the Dorf Man. A lot to talk about in the sports world, so keep it close. Lots of things happening, like I said. Get on board. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich or at Dorf on Sports. We'll be right back. He's Jeff Rich, Dorf Man, pulling you through. Again, it is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Not all waters are created equal, and that's why everyone from athletes and celebrities to weekend warriors are choosing Alchemy. It's the ultimate health and wellness water. Alchemy hydrates you faster, helps balance your body's pH levels, stimulates your metabolic function, and is clinically proven to boost the immune system. Plus, Alchemy's patented water is rich in bioavailable oxygen to improve vitality and performance. Available at select retailers and online through Amazon at alchemywater.com. That's alkamewater.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are the Health Markets Insurance Agency. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, the Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. Health Markets Insurance Agency is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Jeff Rich. He's hanging out with me as always. You can too. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at by Jeff Rich or at Dorf on Sports. Jeff, I didn't have time to mention in the open because I wanted to give it a little bit more time, but a guy that I truly admired the way he played the game of basketball for the New York Knicks and, you know, several other teams in the NBA, but most notably with the New York Knickerbockers, and that is Anthony Mason, who passed away from heart failure, I believe probably today or sometime last night at the age of 48. But I honestly love the way that that guy played the game. I love the way that, you know, his teammates responded to him. I love the respect that he had around the league from players, and just a sad day as another legend to a certain degree is passing right before our eyes. So a sad day for the Mason family, and obviously our hearts and prayers are with them. But any good memories that you have about Anthony Mason, Jeff?
You know, he was just a cog on those Knicks teams, and he was a valuable cog, you know, along with Greg Anthony, John Starks, obviously Oakley and Ewing. So you know, and those teams, you know, they reached one NBA final, I believe it was 94 against the Indiana Pacers. You know, Pat Riley had those guys playing good basketball, and
actually,
the NBA as well, because
Jeff,
you know, we're losing.
Jeff, the final was, this is crazy. The only reason I remember this is because this is when reality TV became great, and that is when the New York Knickerbockers were playing the Houston Rockets in the finals, and they cut away from it and went to the O.J. Chase. Do you remember that?
Yeah, it was something like June 20th, 1994. It was a split-screen night for NBC. Very, very strange, but it was, and like you said, it was kind of the beginning of, you know, the real world was, you know, it had been running a few seasons on MTV at that point, but it was really the first time that we interrupted a live event to go to another live event at the same time. Real crazy night, and you know, something that most of us will remember forever.
Be honest with you, I was pretty disappointed. I wanted to watch that basketball game, and instead they're chasing O.J. Simpson and Al Collins around in that white Bronco, man. I will never forget that day. I'll be honest with you. Amazing how you don't forget certain things, and that's one of them that I will never forget. But ultimately,
you know, it carries over into the present day because they tried that again with Aaron Hernandez, and they just ended up following him around running his errands before he got arrested last year or 2 years ago. So, you know, we try to replicate our past, but some moments are so genuine. And that Friday night on NBC was one of those truly genuine, historic moments where the landscape of broadcasting and television and how we view sports all changed.
Oh, no, I agree with you 100%. I really do. I mean, again, I'll never forget it, man. I know where I was. I totally remember where I was. I know exactly what I was doing. But ultimately, man, certain things just really have an impact on your life and in your mind and everything. And that was definitely a big one for me, because that's when I realized that we're more interested in watching people mess up than watching greatness on a basketball floor or a football field or whatever. We were more interested in watching what people do in their real life and whatnot. So I wasn't one of those people to jump on right away. However, I do find reality TV somewhat interesting now, but again, I would have much rather watched that basketball game than them cutting away to OJ and Al Collins in that white Bronco that summer night in 94, like you're talking about. I mean, look, it's we're talking about 21 years ago or whatever, and we still remember it like it was yesterday. So, again, memories certainly don't go away from you. You have them, they're fond, and you can always go back to them. But again, this is just a sad day. Anthony Mason, I love the way the guy played the game. I loved his heart. I loved everything about the guy, to be honest with you. I really, really found him to be a guy who was easy to like, you know, a guy that gave his all. And you could never have a bad thing to say about the guy, especially the way that he played and laid it all out on the line on the basketball floor. So I really do have a lot of prayers and thoughts going to his family. I know his son is a senior at Auburn. Basketball player himself, and you know, I would think that you know he'll play the rest of the season out for his father, and hopefully go on to have a solid NBA career. But Anthony Mason passing away at the age of 48 with heart failure, and I'm sure there's Nick fans out there that can remember and relate to this and have a great story about Anthony Mason. So if you do want to share, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Jeff, you know, there are other things happening too, and I do want to get to that. In men's basketball, college basketball I'm talking about, Kentucky still undefeated. They get a big victory yesterday. You know, a lot of people thought this might be a tight one for them against Arkansas. Not the case. You know, they win by about 17 points or so. However, Gonzaga does go down to BYU at home. Big loss, huge loss, probably going to knock them out of a number one seed if you ask me, but I'll let you take the floor on this. Gonzaga have a chance still to be a number one seed, or are they now probably a two seed and a team like Villanova or Wisconsin jumps in?
Yeah, I think that Villanova definitely jumps them given this weekend's events. You know, it's a great story what they've got going on up there in Spokane. And, you know, you can't, impossible ticket to get to the Kennel. This team won 41 straight at home. It took BYU joining the West Coast Conference after they went independent in football for that, you know, for Gonzaga to really have some competition. I know that St. Mary's has given them a ride at times. I know that, you know, some of the other schools in the WCC, Pepperdine, Portland State, you know, they've all given Gonzaga a little bit of a run, and two losses in a 35 game basketball season is nothing to shake your head at. I wouldn't be surprised to see them disrespected in the fact that they'll probably be a two seed and they'll probably find themselves in Kentucky's group in whatever region the Wildcats go to.
Yeah, I mean, they never seem to make it easy on these smaller schools, the Gonzagas, the Wichita States, you name it.
They had a big win, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, speaking of which, I was just about to say, speaking of which, you know, Wichita State does get a big victory, you know, beating Northern, Iowa University. Is that who they beat yesterday?
Yeah, UNI is one of the stronger teams of the mid-majors as well. So that's definitely a big win for that Wichita State program. And you know, we give Gonzaga a lot of credit, but look at Wichita State the last couple of years. You know, they regress a little bit after the Final Four, but they're right back in the thick of things. You know, they're going to be a top four seed in this tournament, most likely.
Does it make a big difference to you if you're a number one, two, three, or four? We've seen what has happened in, you know, recent years with who gets to the Final Fours and whatnot. Do you think it's as big of a deal or not so much this season?
Well, I think there's Kentucky and everyone else. I think there's Kentucky. There's a group of about seven or eight teams that I would give a legitimate chance to win the tournament. And then there's everybody else. But, you know, you take these mid-majors, And they're, you know, and they've got seniors on the floor, and that's what, you know, that's what Kentucky doesn't have. That's what a lot of these bigger programs, you look at guys like Towns and Okafor, and you know that they're not going to be around for more than a year, maybe two. And these programs that are built, they're built to win a game. You know, they might not be able to win six in March and April, but they're still built to have that team chemistry, to hold it together, to not be intimidated by the big boys, you know, especially if you got 5 22-year-olds playing against 5 18-19-year-olds like John Calipari's program there in Lexington. So, I think that with the team chemistry, you can hold it together, you can face adversity, you could put together a run and you could survive another team's run. And, you know, a lot of it's luck. A lot of it's just, you know, having
absolutely
the right guy shoot, you know, shooting from the outside. But ultimately, I think it's the teams that protect the rim and clean up on the glass like Kentucky does.
I agree. Jeff, keep holding that thought. We're going to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll get right back at it because I got some other questions about NCAA hoops that I want to get to. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Jeff Rich hanging out with me as always. You can follow us at By Jeff Rich or at Dorf on Sports, as well as Sports Byline USA. Get us all on Twitter, follow us, and check us out. Live vicariously through us, if you will. never know what we're up to. Jeff always has some interesting stuff that's on his mind. I've got interesting things on my mind for sure, so definitely give us a follow on Twitter. But if you want to jump in, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Talking some college hoops. Jeff, I want to continue talking some college basketball with you as, you know, U of A goes to Utah, does something that nobody's done all season, beat them on their home floor. Are they another team that could slip into a number one seed? A lot of talk about them being a lot like Kentucky. So your thoughts about the U of A Wildcats?
I think that they're going to have a hard time getting a top spot. I think that loss to that loss to Arizona State is just crippling. They did a little redemption up in Salt Lake City, taking down Utah really without a fight. That Utah team was much better than what we saw on Saturday night. But they hadn't really played a hugely tough game at home since Wichita State, who we just talked about. I think this Utah team is poised to make a run, but Arizona beating them, I don't know that it's enough at this point to get them quite into that top four of the privileged number ones.
Sure. Kansas, another team that's somewhat on the outside looking in, they get a victory too. And, you know, what are your thoughts about Kansas? Are they just a solid number two seed?
They are, and I expect a quick exit because they don't have anybody that can take over a game like they've had in the past. They've ridden guys like Thomas Robinson and Macklemore to the into the final weekend of the tourney, but I'm not sold on them. Perry Ellis is probably their best player.
Yeah.
And I don't know what he really gives you. I think this is just one of those, this is the Kansas team that lost to Kansas State. Kansas State stormed the floor and everybody laughed at them because this isn't one of those Kansas teams that it's such a privilege to beat. I know that they're rivals and court storming is a whole different topic altogether, but I just think this is a down year for the Kansas Jayhawks, and it says something to what Bill Self's got going on there that in a down year they're probably going to end up being a solid two seed.
Well, yeah, and they're still a top 10 team in the country, and again, it's sort of like a factory. They just continue to have year after year after year after year of very good, strong teams. And again, like you're saying, this is one of their not-so-strong teams, and they're still a top-10 team in the country. You can look at that a couple ways. You can give Bill Self a lot of credit. You can say that basketball around the country isn't as strong either, and that helps them too. But we don't want to go that route. We want to have the feeling of these kids are pretty good and they're doing the right thing. But ultimately, basketball is down on every level, whether it's college or the NBA, because guys are leaving so quickly, as you alluded to earlier, talking about some of those Wildcat kids from Kentucky who will be one and done and maybe a two and done. But ultimately, the quality of the game is going down because guys are leaving a lot earlier. But look, you said there's Kentucky and everybody else. Does that mean that we should just crown them and say, listen, they're the champs and nobody's got a shot? Or does Kentucky have some weaknesses that can be taken care of by somebody if they have a really solid game and they go out and execute their game plan?
You're going to have to shoot really well. I think Virginia's capable of it. I think Wisconsin's capable of it. I think one man show like they've got at Louisville with Harrell or at Ohio State with Russell, I think a one-man show could take over a night, but ultimately, I think that you're going to have to have a great you're going to have to be a great jump shooting team, and you're going to have a great night. And I will say this: unless it's in the final or the final four, I think it's very possible that if Kentucky loses in this tournament, let's say in the second weekend, that they're going to lose to a team that's not going to win at all, because that jump shooting formula is only as good as what have you done for me lately. And we see a lot of good basketball teams go home because they had a cold night shooting on one of those six nights in the tournament.
Yeah, but we know how important guard play is when it comes to the March Madness tournament, and how they can control games having really solid backcourt. So I don't disagree with you. I think you're going to have to play a game a little bit above your head to beat this team. I think you're going to have to play a really smart game. I think you have to hit some big shots. But the one thing I noticed from what you said is teams that could potentially take out a Kentucky are teams that know how to play real solid defense. Teams that can slow it down a little bit and make you have more value for each possession. And obviously you're talking about a Wisconsin or a Virginia, who are teams that, yeah, that they can score if they have to, but we know ultimately that they like to kind of just duke it out and play real solid fundamental defense. And ultimately that can wreak some havoc and give teams like Kentucky headaches, because they play a lot of teams that aren't so disciplined. And when you're that disciplined and you stick to it, sometimes, you know, your will can give you a little bit more out there and will you to win to a certain degree. Yes or no?
Oh, absolutely. I think a team like Wisconsin's built to beat Kentucky. I'd like to see those two end up playing each other in a Final Four or a championship game. Just because you can't get John Calipari team to enjoy a 44-42 game like Wisconsin's been known to play in Big Ten play.
Yeah, no, good point. I mean, and you think about, you know, the game that U of A and Wisconsin played last year in the tournament. Man, oh man, it was just fantastic. You know, guys hitting shots in the game late, and you know, you can make an argument later in that ball game with the weird play, but you know what? It was shot making. It was two teams that were playing really solid defense, and then late in the ball game, you had a couple of great shot making plays from kids. And you know what? Like you're saying, I hope we have just a phenomenal March Madness tournament. And just, I always say this, but it's so true. Expect the unexpected, because you never know what's going to happen. And you can have a team like Kentucky who gets through the season and is undefeated, but ultimately they have all the pressure on them then too, Jeff. And think about it. When you have the weight of the world on your hands, thinking that you're the best and you know you shouldn't lose because you haven't lost a game all season, pressure comes up and pressure busts pipes, and you never know what can happen. That's why they play these games, and that's why March Madness to me is the best tournament of all that we have, because it's 40 minutes, and if you lose, you're done.
I think it would be in Kentucky's best interest to lose a game in the SEC tournament, give themselves a little bit of a break. I know that they're chasing history at this point, but we've seen it so many times. I mean, we said, you know, we talked about Jerry Tarkanian and his passing.
Yeah.
And you know, he had an undefeated team. You know, they were 30-0 going into the semifinal or final game against Duke, and they lose the game. You know, if there's any game you want to lose, it's before you get to that third weekend in March, when it's win or go home. And if you can lose in your conference tournament, I think it's been the downfall of some conference champions that keep on playing through that conference tournament, even though they're already going to be a number one. And they end up playing right up until Selection Sunday. And then 4 days later, they got to play a big game against a mid-major, maybe, you know, like a 3-14 game where you're playing a Seth Curry Davidson team. I mean, it happens a lot where you run into problems because you go too deep into your conference tournament, or you just have that zero in the loss column and the pressure mounts, like you said. And, you know, and I can recall the 2005 Illinois team that in their regular season finale went to Columbus and lost on a Ohio State buzzer beater. And they went 30-1, and it took the pressure off them through the Big Ten tournament, which they won, and through the first five games of the NCAA tournament before they ran into Roy Williams' North Carolina team and ultimately went down in defeat. And along that run, they were poised, you know, because they didn't have the pressure of not having the loss. I don't know if you recall I believe it was the Elite Eight game with the University of Arizona, where Arizona was up by like 15 points with 5 minutes to go, and
absolutely,
Illinois held it together with Brian Cook and DJ Augustine and managed to pull through and get all the way to that championship game. So having that loss is something of a virtue when you're chasing down an NCAA championship and not necessarily just chasing down Bobby Knight's, 1976 Indiana team.
Sure, it just adds a little fuel to your fire. It puts a little chip on your shoulder, whatever you want to say, whatever cliche you want to use for it. It definitely kind of puts your mind in the right frame, and it makes you say, okay, we're human, and there are teams that can go out there and beat us. But, you know, the team that you didn't mention who's had some pretty good success as well is those Shaka Smart VCU teams from Virginia Commonwealth. So they seem to play pretty well in these big tournament games too. They have that pressing style and frantic pace. And again, you know what? That's what it takes, man. It takes a team like that you're not expecting to go out there and really cause you grief and havoc, and it's how you deal with that adversity. And sometimes the pressure is too great, and sometimes those young kids with nothing to lose go out there and they surprise the world. And I'll tell you what, I won't be surprised this year if the number 10 or 15 team were to actually pull it out. You know, a team like North Carolina, who's been a little bit under the radar, but sometimes they show some signs of greatness and they can really play. We haven't talked about Duke at all, you know, and I don't know, man. It's anybody's ball game. I like Virginia. I like Wisconsin, like you were talking about a little bit, because the thing that those two teams that they do better than most is they play defense, and they can lock you down if they really, really have to. So interesting stuff, as it always is. March Madness right around the corner. Speaking of right around the corner, so is John Poulter, a professor of sports. So keep it close. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Musicians, it's here. Guitar Center's Green Tag Sale. With savings not up to, but at least 50% off list on the best selection of guitars, drums, keys, DJ, and more. Look for Green Tags and get incredible deals like Harbinger-powered PA speakers, just $149 each. An Audio-Technica vocal mic, 85% off list, just $39. Or a Hohner Harmonica 5-pack, just $15. So come by and get hands-on with the gear you really want. But hurry, Guitar Center's Green Tag Sale ends Sunday. In-store and at guitarcenter.com.
Nothing traps your home in the 70s like shag carpet or dark wood paneling. I'm Danny Lifter with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about how to get rid of the retro look in your family room right after this.
Now there's an easier way to clean your shower without all the fuss. Wet and Forget Weekly Shower Spray. Just spray your shower once a week to clean and prevent the buildup of soap scum, grime, oils, mold, and mildew stains. It's that simple. There's no wiping or scrubbing. Wet and Forget Weekly Shower Spray's gentle, bleach-free formula leaves your bathroom with a soft vanilla essence. Pick up a bottle of Wet and Forget Weekly Shower Spray at participating Ace Hardware and Do It Best retailers, or visit wetandforget.com for a store near you.
That shag carpet from 1973 is easily replaced, but wood paneling is a little harder to get rid of. Although it added a natural wood tone to any room, dark paneling also absorbed light, and today's homeowners prefer a lighter style. But don't panic. You don't have to spend a bundle to update the look. You can paint or wallpaper over your old paneling with the right preparation. First, wipe it down with a deglosser like liquid sandpaper. If you want to fill in the grooves, use spackle or joint compound and lightly sand afterwards. Next, coat it with a stain-blocking primer sealer. If you plan to paint, you might want to tint the primer a little bit toward the color you've selected. If you choose wallpaper, apply a liner or blocking paper first. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, @DorfOnSports, or Sports Byline USA. And follow us and check us out and see what we're doing and live vicariously through us, if you will. We're going to hook up with our professor of sports now, known as John Poulter. John, good morning. How are you doing this fine Sunday?
Good morning, Andy. Good morning, Jeff. Doing quite well, thanks. How about the two of you this morning?
No complaints. You know, I'm living in this paradise world where you think we're getting dumped on. I haven't gotten any rain yet, just so you know. It's been very, very dry where I am. But, I mean, look, it's a valley, so it's got to be raining somewhere. But where I am, it's not beautiful sunshine skies, but no rain, and I've had no flooding or anything, so nothing too bad for me. Jeff, I don't think you've had any flooding either, have you?
I like to think it's the calm before the storm, you know, with spring training, or the storm before the calm, I should say.
Yeah.
Because I remember a couple of years ago, in the days leading up to spring training, they got a dusting of snow on the field at Salt River Field there at Scottsdale, where the Diamondbacks and the Rockies play. So I always expect a little bit of cold weather. You get it out of the way. Let the pitchers and catchers report. They can throw and they can work out through bad weather. But ultimately, when the games start, you know, in Arizona, you want them to be able to play these games and everybody to get their reps in.
Yep, John, looking at about 35 days up until we have that opening day, April 5th, I believe at like 8 o'clock Eastern time is when opening day will happen. But really just, hey, it's here. I mean, at the end of the day, it's here, man, and we're fortunate. It's right in our backyard, but you're going to be out here pretty soon, aren't you, John?
Yep, 3 weeks yesterday, I'll be enjoying the sun, and hopefully 3 weeks today we'll be at a ball game in the afternoon.
Yeah, I mean, I have a feeling that we're all going to hook up. We're going to go check some games out, and even if we don't, we're definitely hooking up while you're here. We'll grab lunch. We'll hang out for sure like we did last year. It was truly a pleasure getting to meet with you and hang out for a little bit. And Jeff, I was reminded that you and I have actually met a few weeks ago from one of our mutual friends, and I'm sorry that I forgot, but ultimately all of us will get together this time and definitely hang out and talk a little bit, and we'll have a good time. So looking forward to it. I think the day is like March 28th that we have slotted, but obviously things can happen and change, so we'll just stay flexible for when all of us get together. But really do look forward to it because it was fun watching and meeting and talking to John Poulter last year.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it for lots of reasons, guys, lots of reasons.
Jeff, go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure if you know this, but, you know, John and I work together on a website outside of the show called MoreThanAFan.net. And we got to meet up. We did a little podcast. I think we caught a Dodgers Diamondbacks game a year ago. So, you know, John and I have gotten together. It'll be, the more the merrier. I look forward to it.
Yep, absolutely. Hey, John, let's get into some baseball stuff now. And, I mean, at this point, what are you looking for when guys report? And, you know, Sabathia comes in pretty heavy, over 300 pounds. Are you looking at what guys' work ethic is like, or do you realize that they come in a little bit out of shape and this is the time that they get in shape? But what are you looking for and some of the things that have surprised you or shocked you about guys with the way that they've come to camp?
Well, in this day and age with the big contracts, I find it hard to believe that an athlete is not in shape 12 months of the year. As we've talked about many times, it's no longer something that guys do in the summer if it's a summer sport or the winter if it's a winter sport. It's a year-round job. And the dollars that are being thrown around, I think they owe it to themselves, their employers, and the fans to be in shape when they get there, especially when we look at the situation today, and let's use spring training as an example. 30 years ago, spring training was 7 or 8 weeks and 3 weeks of workouts, and then they started 3 or 4 weeks of games. Now these guys are in camp 4 or 5 days, and all of a sudden they're thrust into game situations. And, yeah, maybe they're only hitting once or twice in a game. Maybe they're only playing 2 innings in the field. Maybe they're only throwing 30 pitches. But at the end of the day, they're in a game situation. And I don't understand why a guy would come to camp, not be in shape, and then have to go out and play a couple of innings, take a couple of at-bats, throw 30 pitches, and run the risk of injuring himself. doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me, and I would have thought that these guys would have had more respect for the fans and for their employees and for them themselves than to come to a stadium not in shape. Puzzles me big time. It really does.
You know, it comes down to having pride and taking care of yourself. And you know what? I don't understand it either. It's like letting yourself go for a little bit, and then all of a sudden you got to turn this switch and go in and get in shape and whatnot. I would think it'd be a lot easier if you're just in shape all year round. I mean, it makes a lot of sense, and I don't understand why a guy would want to get out of shape and then go and have to put his body through all kinds of things to get himself in shape, and especially having to do it in a short span of time. You know, that's when the questions come about of how did this guy do this, or it's too incredible that he was able to do something like this. And that's when the questions of PEDs and whatnot start coming into play as well. Am I mistaken on that, or do I have a little bit behind me with that, John?
No, I think you're right on target. You know, every time somebody comes to camp in shape like that, you kind of have to wonder what might be the cause of it. You know, to your point, is it just a lack of pride? And, you know, I sit back and I see a guy making $3 or $4 million a year or maybe a heck of a lot more, and he doesn't have the pride to come to work in shape. That bothers me a little bit. I mean, yeah, these guys, this is their job, but quite frankly, it's a much easier job than most of the everyday people in North America have. I would have thought that they would have made a bit more effort.
Yeah. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, John, you know, from guys reporting to camp to a major story about a guy not reporting to camp, it appears that Josh Hamilton had fallen off the bandwagon again. As we all remember, very high draft pick of the Tampa Bay Devil Rays back in 1998. Resurrected his career a little bit, got sober, found spirituality, managed to, put together a couple decent seasons in Texas, signs a big free agent deal with the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. But it appears that he's, once he recovers from his injury, that he's going to be facing suspension for what sounds like recreational drugs. Josh Hamilton, a career wasted, or is there still potential? He's not an elite player anymore, but do you see Josh Hamilton making an impact for any team in the future?
Well, I think his reputation is certainly tainted. I haven't seen anything official as to what this so-called investigation by MLB is all about. I can tell you that on one of the local talk shows, sports talk shows here in Toronto, they were interviewing a Major League Baseball reporter, and his comment was that he had spoken to an unnamed Major League Baseball executive and asked him the question, was this about PEDs? And the executive, who was unnamed in the story, basically just answered the question in one word, and it was worse. So let's take it from there and see what it turns out to be. But that certainly doesn't sound very positive to me. And given the troubles that Hamilton has had and the fall off in production and the injuries over the last couple of years, I got to think he's on thin ice, to be very honest with you. I really do.
Well, and to further that, let me just throw this in there too. Did they not make a couple of moves to maybe, in case of a situation, they have some other guys that they can fill in there if Hamilton is not around?
Yeah, I think every team signs a whole bunch of guys at this time of year. I mean, you take a look at the transaction page every day in January, February, and early March, and you see a whole bunch of guys being signed to minor league contracts with an invite to spring training, which is really just a way to get around the 40-man roster limit. It's basically to open up your camp to, sometimes 50, as many as 60 players. I think in the Angels' case, given the fact that he was coming off the shoulder surgery, which was, I think, 30 to 45 days ago, you have to think that they've been making some secondary plans, regardless of whether he's going to have this discipline issue with MLB. So, yeah, I would have to think that the Angels have it in the back of their mind that he's not going to be around come opening day for whatever reason, and they have to make alternate plans.
Absolutely. John Poulter, our professor of sports, hanging out with us talking Major League Baseball. As we know, right around the corner, 30-plus days, 35-ish, and a lot of things are interesting. obviously, with guys coming into camp and a little bit out of shape, and then obviously some of these off-field things that are going on with guys like Josh Hamilton and whatnot. You know what? I know this is going to sound crazy, but does any of this stuff ever end? I mean, could we ever just be talking about what's going on the diamond or what's going on in an arena or a football field? Or is it always going to be about the circus that's going on outside of what's really happening in between the lines, John?
Well, I think that circus is always going to be there. Whether we choose to talk about it or not, I guess, is our own decision. But I don't think it's ever going to go away. I think it's become very much a sideshow. It's very disappointing. I think we've all come to the realization now that, you know, these guys are all not first-class people, first-class athletes, you know, that whole scenario. The days of going home to eat milk and cookies, I think, from the movies we saw in the 50s about the Lou Gehrigs of this world, I think those days are long gone. Unfortunately, they're part of the story now. We do, in fact, have to take it into account, and I guess, you know, if we don't want to talk about it, then we choose not to talk about it. But unfortunately, I think it's always going to be front and center, and everybody's going to be, you know, wanting to hear about it because, unfortunately, it has become part of the act. It's a sideshow now.
Yeah, it really is. Hey, I got one final question for you, and, you know, since we're talking about spring training and whatnot, rumors about maybe some games to be played in Cuba. How do you feel about that, good or bad?
I don't have a problem with it as long as it's for the right reasons and not just as an excuse to sort of make it appear as it's lip service that, you know, the relations between the U.S. and Cuba have in fact been improved. I think it has to be meaningful. I think it's going to have to include some major league teams that have some Cuban-born players, and I think it has to be made very clear that if those Cuban-born players were individuals who left Cuba without official permission, that there will be no reprisals against those players or their families for the fact that, you know, they are going back to Cuba to play a ball game. I think it would be good for the sport. Never been to Cuba myself, so I can't speak as to the quality of the ballparks, but you look at some of the films that you see about that part of the world, and, you know, the infields don't look like they're in the greatest of shape, so I have to wonder, if I'm a major league owner, do I really want to send my best players there unless I know for a fact that the playing surface is perfect? So that may be a bigger factor than the political piece of it in my mind.
Hey, John, as always, really appreciate you taking time out with us. I hear the music in the background, so it means we got to get the heck out of Dodge. But look forward to catching up with you next week. We'll be that much closer to real, meaningful baseball games.
Yeah, it's 2 days before the first Major League versus Major League spring training game in Florida. So looking forward to it, and chat next week.
Sounds great. John Poulter, our professor of sports, hanging with us as he does each and every week. Good stuff as always, John. We'll catch up next week. Have a great day. Really, have a great day. Jeff
Thanks,
Rich,
guys.
Dorfman. No problem, man. No problem, John. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, we'll get you through only another few minutes here in this hour, and then obviously Fred Wallen will be joining us here in a little bit. So get warmed up, everybody. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
All righty, welcome back. Final segment this hour of Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich hanging out with me as he does each and every week. Just got done with our professor of sports, John Poulter, breaking down a lot of what's happening here in Major League Baseball, and just a good discussion, to be honest with you. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich or Dorf on Sports, as well as Sports Byline USA.
One of the things we didn't get to in the first hour here was the passing of the longtime Chicago White Sox. And, he spent part of his career with the Cleveland Indians. Minnie Minoso was to White Sox fans what Ernie Banks was to the Cubs. And, his passing is more bad news after learning of the Chris Sale injury for Chicago White Sox fans there on the south side of Chicago.
Right. And obviously Chicago's first black Major League Baseball player. And that's very significant when you really think about it. You know what? It's crazy when you really think about it, Jeff. Just all these great legends that have come and gone and made their mark on all these different games to really, really help, you know, the survival and to keep these things going. They're truly the pioneers of the games, you know. And ultimately, man, you can't take away what these guys have done for the game, and I'm talking about whether it's basketball, baseball, football, you name it, all these legends that have come and gone, and like I said, pioneers of the game, truly appreciate them, and when they're gone, man, it's like, it's too soon, it really is, but Jeff, just a question for you, man, want to stick around and talk to Fred Wallen and I for another hour, or you got things going on?
I'm ready to field Fred's complaints about the world of sports. I'm ready to do it. Let's do another 60 minutes, brother.
Sounds good. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, we're going to continue this thing, and we're going to bring Fred Wallen in the mix. So hang tight, everybody. Another hour of Dorf on Sports to come. Keep it close. Never know what's going to come out of our mouths. So Jeff Rich and Dorfman, again, thanks to John Poulter. And keep it close. Fred Wallen is getting warmed up as we're going to break him down. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.